This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, indeed. It is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the air. This is the 2nd of August, for those of you who are keeping track of those things. And there probably are a lot of people who are doing that, because yesterday was the 1st, today is the 2nd. I'll bet, Jay, tomorrow will be the 3rd. Of August.
I like it. Can you seriously
like my thinking?
The future like that?
I'm pretty good about
That's
stuff like
impressive.
That. As some of the folks carrying this program for the first time will learn, although I don't know, my name may not be a household word, but in the radio world it's kind of a household word. So those who may have been around before for the Good Day program, those of you who are first light stations, welcome in to the first time that you're hearing this program, maybe for a long time, maybe ever. We're here to present the information about what's going on, the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people that folks are talking about, the things that matter to you. And there's good and there's bad in the world. We know that, but hopefully with the handle Good Day, we'll bring you up to date and make it a good day as I look around at things, the goodness of people, the help that people can be, the circumstances. You go to Kentucky and look at what's going on there, Jay. 35 people are dead in the flooding. Hundreds are unaccounted for. The governor there, Andy Beshear, is that how you pronounce
Beshear.
His name? Is Beshear, okay.
Yeah, it's just awful. It is absolutely awful. And in every tragedy, it's always a silver lining of how you see community members and even surrounding states coming together to help efforts.
Yeah, well, there are all kinds of things, you know, this weather, this whole focus on the weather here in America, it isn't just in America, it's all around the world. There are all kinds of abnormalities, and the people who worship at the altar of the climate changers say, oh, look, so we told you the country and the world is going to hell because we are under the climate change, we're ruining everything, we have to fix it fast. We have to fix as we can. Actually, think about it for a second. The planet has been, and I've gone through this 100 times, but for people who haven't heard this theory before, or this, I don't call it a theory. I think these are pretty substantial facts when it comes right down to it. Where we come from, we're novices here when it comes to living on this planet in comparison to lots of stuff like sharks, turtles. There are a 100, if not more, species of beings on the planet that have been here a lot longer than we have, and they have survived because they've been able to adapt. So is that what we have to do in order to survive? Well, we got to do a number of things better than we're doing them right now, but in terms of the weather or the climate, do we have to survive and learn how to adapt? We talk about the specifics of what's going on in Clay County, where there are, I think, 15 deaths there. Knott County has a couple of deaths. Lecter County, 3 deaths. Perry County, 6 deaths. All of this stuff. There are billions of dollars of damage. But every time there is a storm like this, every time there is a problem, this was a very fast-moving storm, by the way. For those of you who aren't familiar with what happened in eastern Kentucky over the weekend and through yesterday, the weather changed pretty quickly, I think, Jay, from what I can see.
Yeah. And then you have the flash flooding. And did you see what happened in Vegas? It's not normal to get that much rain. And there were a few different resorts and casinos that water was coming in through the ceiling. Water was flooding in through the streets. What was it? There was one resort and casino, Circa Resort and Casino, where in their sports book, water started coming in through their screens.
Yeah. Just put yourself there. Okay, so let's flip this around a little bit and talk about not the circumstances necessarily down in Kentucky, but here's a situation. There was a storm in Spain. A couple of the rivers there, the bigger rivers, have really strong, strong current. So here's this drone. Imagine, there's a lifeguard service that has drones, and they spread out across all the Spanish beaches. And what happened over the weekend, a 14-year-old boy was struggling against a very powerful current. And this drone, this company is called General Drones. They supply 30 different drones, rescue drones, with operators to lifeguard stations across their beaches there on the Spanish coast. So they released a video yesterday of this. The rescue was in Valencia, Spain. Shows the drone. Imagine this. Everybody visualize. Put your visualization caps on and imagine a drone dropping down with a life vest to this 14-year-old who has to have been, Jay, exhausted by fighting that current. Provided us. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, nobody could get out to him at that time, but they knew how exhausted he was. So this drone drops the life vest that he could wear to keep him somewhat safe until anybody could get out to him.
Yeah, imagine. Put yourself in that position. I've been in a circumstance off Riviera Beach down in Florida in the current. We've all had these. Everybody's probably at some point in time, unless you've just been a swimmer in a backyard swimming pool, if you and or maybe a little bit of a lake. There are very few lakes in the world that have any kind of current at all, because obviously the rivers, though. You see some of the pictures. I don't get why people love to do this, but some people just love that challenge, going down those rapids, some of the western rivers that have
thrill.
Have you ever done that? You like to do thrill.
I have not, but I would like to. That's definitely on a bucket list.
Really? I don't think I like that at all. All right. There's enough thrills and chills in my life doing a radio program every day. I don't need to go down the Waukehatchee River or whatever it is.
More of a like the lazy river.
Yes, down the lazy river by the old mill stream.
Floating and chilling.
Yes, down the river. I do like to swim. I love water stuff. Love being on the water. Love living by the water. I love being out on boats. That's where I'll draw the line on there. But, yeah, I have Roberta Fasanelli, a name you may have heard. She used to be on this program all the time. She was you for a number of years. And she went on a rafting trip one year and almost drowned. But she loved it. She came back and said, well, I'd do that again.
Oh, no. So that would be okay. One done for me.
Yeah, see you later.
I do have a line somewhere.
Yep. The First Light stations that are here, welcome to you. Happy to have you on board. Lots of things going on today that we're working through. 14 after the hour on the Good Day program. The Capitol rioter. Who is up on trial, this next one, the latest one. What happened? What's the sentence? We'll talk about that after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea-salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and KYOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
All right, 16 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So the old song, Rain, Rain, Go Away, Come Again Another Day, maybe we can adapt that to the rioters and the Capitol thing on January 6th. And this, it gets to be kind of like almost old, but this is interesting because the feds, the judge hearing this case, this case, Jay, sentenced the first rioter who was convicted at trial. He is going to jail for 87 months, I think. Isn't that the sentence?
Yeah,
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
The longest term of incarceration so far for a defendant. And he was found convicted by a federal jury in March. 5 felony counts, obstruction of justice, as well as entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds with a firearm.
So his name is Guy Wesley Reffitt, lives in Wiley, Texas. According to federal prosecutors, which, by the way, they were looking for 15 years for this guy, they asked for the judge to apply a terrorism enhancement, which would have, under the law, made sure that he was thrown, they threw away the key, I think. Is this domestic terrorism? That's the question. You know, there are a lot of people, when they look at this stuff, it's really very, this thing, when it comes to drawing the line between one side and the other, this is the current measure of who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. These guys are patriots. They're real Americans. They did us all a favor. No, they didn't. And no, they aren't. The different definitions of patriot and patriotism that have been enhanced by people who twist and turn words around, there was nothing about this. Whether domestic terrorism is appropriate or not, it'll be interesting. How many people have been sentenced so far in this? There have been, what, 80? I'm trying to remember the number of people who have been arrested.
Right.
There's been a lot that have just still been sitting there.
And yeah. Part of this, doesn't it seem like time has essentially stood still since 2020?
Yeah.
And the January situation is only one of the reasons why.
Yep. All right. Well, there are a lot of people that blame Donald Trump for what happened on January 6th. And speaking of the Trumpster, he apparently has decided that his next target is Brittany Griner. She went to Russia loaded up with drugs, so he says. And he also has a few other choice things to say. The idea that she ought to be traded for a Russian army, Trump doesn't like that idea.
A lot of people don't. Elon Musk actually pointed out, why are we doing this? Why are we trading for one in Russia when there are so many people sitting in jail here in America because of pot charges?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are two or three different ways of looking at this. The trade is for two, I think, Americans for this one bad guy. But loaded up with drugs is kind of ridiculous, and when you think about how many people are using pot, I don't like the term pot. It's cannabis. That's the more politically correct way, I guess. But she wasn't loaded. She has pain problems because of what she does for a living.
A little bit of marijuana oil. I think it was one vape pen.
Was it oil, or was it actually something to smoke?
Both the oil, but yeah. I believe it was in a vape pen.
I think a lot of people use it, and some of you may not even know that you're using it, frankly, because it's in so many things these days, and it has, if you check the real world, it's legalized. I don't use it. I don't like it. I don't like any of these sorts of things, but it is something that has a practical value to it, and for Trump to say that this woman was loaded up with drugs is asinine. But then, you know, that happens from time to time with stuff that comes out of his mouth. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. How does the food bank in San Antonio interface with farmers' markets?
Well, we truly believe that the barriers to nutrition is income, geography, education, and commerce, right?
Yep.
So farmers market have this incredible way of getting local, creating access to healthy food.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug, obviously. That female voice belongs to Jay Kirshner. You can really tell that there are two components here, Doug's voice and Jay's voice, Doug's thoughts, Jay's thoughts. And actually, there are three components because our social media is raring to go. And if you go to Facebook and Instagram, you can find us at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, Good Day On Air. You can follow the program all day, every day, because the program is repeated through the day, the whole thing. You can find that at gooddayshow.com and also our daily podcast focusing on some of the highlights of the program and our discussions here, trying to break the pattern of negativity. That's what we're doing, and that appears to be Britney Spears thing. Here, Britney Spears, we focus on celebrity and a little gossip and trending things here for the next couple of minutes in every hour of the Good Day program. So Britney Spears has supposedly finished writing her book, the bombshell book. Jay, how eager are you to spend, what is it going to be, $29 for this book?
I don't care what it costs. I am definitely going to be reading it. Whenever it does come out, apparently it's on some kind of delay, as so many things are anymore because of supply chain. There's a quality
paper
shortage.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
So few of us use paper anymore. People always criticize me because I like the things. I have three screens in front of me, as you do. Most of us who do this have a couple of screens anyway, and you go back and forth. And so there's no need for paper, even though I like to have the paper in some instances because I want to be able to move things around. And I have three or four things working at the same time, so the paper component helps a bit.
It's
and people,
nice.
Yeah, people tease me because I use both sides of the paper, but that just
helps. As you should.
Yeah,
you don't want it to go to waste. I personally, when I'm reading a book, I want a physical book in my hand. I don't want to read it on a tablet. But it does beg the question, why the holdup? Because maybe you just don't have it in the book form yet, but you can at least put it on the tablet.
Yeah.
People don't want to wait. You could still have it available. But also, Doug, we look at screens all day long for a good portion of our day, so it is a nice breakup to be able to hold something tangible and read it on paper without that backlighting.
Hold on just a second. In a moment, we're going to talk about the official Britney Spears coloring book.
I'm Mariah Hopperman. For millions of households, the largest monthly payment they make is rent, but rent typically only shows up in a credit report if a payment is missed. As a result, renters are finding themselves at a financial disadvantage. Kevin Palmer, head of Freddie Mac Multifamily.
If you pay your rent on time, you ought to get credit, just like you would for a timely mortgage payment. We're working to make sure that happens, because a higher credit score can make a huge difference in life's major purchases, like a house, an education, or even a car.
Presently, less than 10% of renters see their on-time rental history reflected in their credit score.
Freddie Mac's new credit-building program has helped tens of thousands of renters raise their credit scores. And now, first-time homebuyers can use their solid rent payment history when applying for a mortgage. We've even taken extra steps to ensure that renters who struggle financially aren't penalized for missing a payment.
Learn more about how renters can build their credit at FreddieMac.com/rentercredit.
All right, so if you're fans of Britney Spears, this is the official Britney Spears coloring book, right? So we can maybe get, that's been around for a while. I don't know if that's
coloring
something.
Coloring is so big. There's a lot of adult coloring books out there.
I was going to say, I'm not thinking that this is something you're going to get your five-year-old kid under the circumstances. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Chevrolet has revealed the all-electric 2024 Blazer EV, expanding the brand's growing EV portfolio, making EV ownership more accessible, and driving Chevy into the heart of the growing midsize electric crossover segment. The Blazer EV has a GM estimated range of up to 320 miles on a full electric charge and is based on GM's innovative Ultium platform. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the Remember in November midterm elections less than 100 days away, voters in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington State will vote in primaries for key offices today. And in the case of Kansas, decide whether the state constitution protects the unborn baby or the mother's right to destroy the life. The United States killed the leader of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zahari, in a successful counterterrorism operation that took place in Kabul, Afghanistan over the weekend. President Biden on the drone strike.
For decades, he was the mastermind behind attacks against Americans, including the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000. He played a key role in the bombing of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. He carved a trail of murder and violence against American citizens.
Osama bin Laden's right-hand man, he was also responsible for 9/11. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, for his career has been a proponent of not raising taxes during inflation. Now that the United States is officially in a recession, he's jumping on board to spend a ton of money that numerous watchdog outlets say need to raise taxes that include those earning less than $400,000 a year. The about-face comes after a meeting with Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer in a closed-door meeting that neither man will disclose what happened. The Tax Foundation and Americans for Tax Reform both say taxes will increase with the Democrats' spending bill. Manchin on Fox News defends himself with denials.
They're wrong. It does not raise taxes, and I've said this before. I said all we did was close loopholes, if you heard. First of all, in 2017, the tax rate, corporate tax rate, was 35%. It went from 35 to 21, 14% reduction. And when that did, everyone said, oh my goodness, this is tremendous. All we're doing is basically saying the largest corporations in America that have $1 billion of value or greater have to pay a minimum of 15% to help this great country. That's all. I don't think anyone in West Virginia thought that anyone could get by with not paying at least their 21%. So we did not raise taxes. We've closed loopholes. That's all we did. I made sure there was no tax increases in this whatsoever.
As the United Kingdom looks to replace Boris Johnson after his resignation, Liz Truss, a right-wing politician of the Conservative Party, is currently the favorite to become Britain's next prime minister. The 47-year-old entered Parliament in 2010. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
You're going to have to help me with this. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique?
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. You know.
Oh, it's Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo?
Cinderella's Fairy Godmother.
Oh, it's Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
I got it. Okay.
Yes. And
saying Bibbidi Bobbidi Bye Bye. What?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that'll sure bring him in fast. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo! Here we are on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Daybreak. Well, I suppose, yeah, we're breaking the day. Breaking the fast. That's what happens early in the morning. And so here we are with all the things that are going on in the world. You see the red carpet looks, the UNICEF gala, that gala. J-Lo was there, some of the other big stars, and I was looking at a lady wearing a sort of a red dress. Half of her was covered and the other half wasn't. I suppose there's always that challenge.
Right. There's always that one.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. And so they trying to attract the most attention. I just find it distracting. Some of the dresses and stuff, what little I know about that sort of thing, are attractive to be sure, but the bodies are so skinny. There's no femininity to it. It's just, I don't know, it just seems kind of like a waste of a good dress under the circumstances. But that's, you know, that's that's me. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Here's the story of a passenger. This is, I think this is sort of good news. The passenger fined a couple of $1,000 after two undeclared egg and beef sausage McMuffins and a ham croissant were found in their luggage by airport security when this family, I suppose it was their family together, family arrived in Australia. The person traveling from Indonesia to Australia was fined $2,000 after the trio of McDonald's breakfast sandwiches were found in their luggage on arriving at the airport. The incident took place on the heels of Australian authorities implementing new biosecurity rules. There is a outbreak of foot and mouth disease there, which is not good. That's something that comes from cattle and in the meat sometimes it is spread. This is the most expensive meal this passenger has ever had, right? A $2,000, where they were McDonald's things. McDonald's is everywhere, so it's probably no surprise,
yeah,
right?
They were in the luggage and just undeclared, so.
And the dog, sniffing dog found them?
Apparently.
Right? Sniffing dog looking for.
It really makes you second guess if you're going to be traveling what you end up putting in your luggage.
Why would you bring a McDonald's McMuffin? Why would you eat one of them in the first place? I know I sound like I'm an elitist because I've never been to a McDonald's, but if you're going to bring something,
at least go somewhere where they make their eggs fresh. And
yes,
freeze dried,
right,
and like,
yeah,
already pre-made.
Exactly. All right, so we're going back to Russia here. The Brittany Griner thing and what Trump said reminded me that I really haven't done a particularly good job of telling people what we need to know right now about what's going on in Ukraine and Russia and the war back and forth, because it's become almost like we get used to all of this stuff. Like we got used to, and the psychology of this, people who are running big companies, people who are running government, they know that we're going to fall into a pattern. They understand the American psyche. So after a while, we'll get used to $5 a gallon gasoline. And after a while, we'll get used to Putin and his henchmen killing thousands, tens of thousands of Ukrainians. So we're not there. Remember last week on the Talk Radio Countdown show, Jay, I think it had fallen to like number 7 or something on the list of the top things most discussed on news talk radio stations around the country. And for the benefit of those who are new to the program, we do that every week, and you'll hear that over the weekend on a lot of these same stations. So anyway, here's the latest. Russian missiles yesterday pounded the southern Ukrainian port city of Mykolaiv. Is that how you pronounce it, do you think? Mykolaiv, Mykolaiv.
I mean, that's what I would say. Mykolaiv.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the mayor there said there were 12 missile strikes. This was the most powerful attack on their city since the war began. And in the circumstance, there was, I think we did talk about the fellow yesterday who ran the big grain company who was killed as part of it. Mm-hmm. But
it went right into his bedroom while he and his wife were sleeping. Tell me that's not targeted.
Yeah, of course it's targeted. Yesterday was Russia's Navy Day, and Putin marked it by announcing that the Navy would receive what he called formidable hypersonic cruise missiles so they can attack those big, bad, tough guys in Ukraine. Yeah, okay. So, anyway, there's all kinds of other stuff that the other cities have come under heavy attack. And as a result of all that's going on, people are wondering, okay, how is Zelensky going to survive? How is his country going to survive? Their economy has been, they don't have an economy anymore. And that's because their grain harvest is half its usual size, because the Russians have tried to burn down all of the fields. That's their source of, you know, there are a lot of different things Ukraine is known for. There's steel, the exports of really great grains and food. Much of it went to Russia, but everything to Russia has been shut down. And so then they have it because the Russians shut down Ukrainian ports. They couldn't ship the grain out. But apparently they've made a bargain negotiating so that the grain exporting ships can now leave the ports. And the first one left yesterday for Turkey, apparently. But anyway, I thought, you know, we don't pay. How much attention do we need to pay to this? And why is it that it's still? My question is more, why is it still going on? Why have the weakest links to the world are the people that are running all the countries in the world, not standing up, really standing. I mean, they've kind of stood up to Putin by shutting the country off from economic connections and fuel connections and all that sort of thing. But who's going to suffer more here? Look at what's going on in Germany, or what will go on this winter when they don't have enough fuel, at least enough gas, to power their heating systems. Now, they'll come up with something else, but it's, you know, that you wonder who's suffering more here, the Russians or the people who are trying to hold the Russians accountable for what they've done. Here's a former high-level Russian official named Anatoly Chubaz, I think. He's in a hospital. He has Julian, you pronounce this for me? Julian, is it Julian?
Yeah, Guillain-Barré syndrome, the neurological condition. And it can be very quickly onset. He's in they stated he's in unstable condition.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that could be brought about by poisoning his food, like the Russian president's? He loves to poison food and kill people that way because they don't like him. And so apparently this guy, he's not a fan of, he left the government, he left the government under rather strange conditions. He didn't support the war. I think that's part of what went on here. So
it would be interesting. I think it's something that starts with respiratory or gastrointestinal viral infection and then goes up to the brain. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's apparently rare.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is, actually. All right, well, anyway, that's kind of the up-to-date overview of what's going on in Russia. 43 after the hour here. Unfortunately, the fire rages on in Northern California. Some more consequences of that after these words.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Sherwin-Williams during the summer fun sale July 29th through August 8th and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of the John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
All right. night, 45 at the hour, Jay. Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program. So, as I'm looking around, you know how we do. We sift through lots of different things. I have 14, 15 different news sources. And so, while we were talking about what was going on in Russia, just something that popped up on Reddit, the story of a person who was pouring out his heart, pardon the pun, because he had poured the last drop out of his Russian vodka bottle. This guy is an admitted alcoholic, and he quit drinking for 7 days, not because he wanted to take care of himself, but because he ran out of Russian vodka. And that was what his... vodka has no taste or smell, right? So you can drink it and nobody knows that you're drinking it.
Oh, no, it does. Yes, yes.
It does?
Very, it's a strong alcohol smell. You can... if somebody was drinking vodka, you can definitely smell it on their breath. It's almost the same pungency as pungency, a word? Coffee.
Pungency is a word. Yeah. Can you put vodka in coffee? Anybody ever... is there iced coffee with vodka?
Sure.
Would that be good?
I think more people will do whiskeys with their coffee.
Really?
You can mix anything with anything. You can do.
So you go through the Dunkin' Donuts drive-in or the Starbucks drive-in, and you get a cup of coffee, and then you've got a bottle of vodka on the front seat, and you pour the vodka. This is not something I'm advocating for, folks.
Essentially, you could. Do you know what a lot of people have been doing lately? There's bakeries, and people are putting vodka and different liquors in the cupcakes. They're baking it into the cupcake, but it doesn't bake enough to where it's actually, you eat a little mini cupcake, and it's like taking a shot.
Wow. Speaking of taking a shot... a Texas man is dead today after shooting a woman before he then got struck by the same bullet. So I guess turnabout is a fair play. This is in a suburb of Dallas. Officers responding to a shooting only to find all the blood all over the place. No victims
and
were
no
in
victims.
The apartment. Right. And then they went outside. They got a call from a hospital about a man and a woman who were found outside the building in their car, both with gunshot wounds. The police investigated. They found 26-year-old Byron Redman, and a woman found out that he shot her in the neck during a domestic disturbance. The bullet went through, I guess, what, her leg or something?
He shot her in the neck, and it went through her neck. So it had to have either ricocheted or they were very closely entangled, where maybe his leg was wrapped around her, holding her down or something. But the bullet exited her neck, shot him in the leg, hit like a major artery. She was treated and released the same day. He is dead.
Yeah, well, good. That's what he deserves. He deserves to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the worst thing police will tell you, any police officer will tell you that the most dangerous thing is going to a domestic disturbance. So I was talking about the Northern Carolina. We've got these circumstances here. And a parked vehicle in the McKinley fire in Northern California. A couple of people found dead there. 50,000 acres in Klamath National Forest have been burned. Fire personnel found these bodies inside a car burned to a crisp. Can you imagine not being able to get... the fire's moving so fast,
mm-hmm.
You can't get out of your car to
what
escape.
What a horrific way to go.
Wow. 2,000 people forced from their homes over the weekend. The smoke that you can see, there's a lot of video and social media with that and the winds. Fire grew on Sunday. We had a fire here in Massachusetts over the weekend. Somebody, a campfire, and it's so dry here. You know, these things happen on the West Coast only, but no. There's a problem with one of them here. 10 before the hour here on the Good Day program.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Three after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Again, welcome to all the Daybreak stations, folks who are finding out what's going on. The world is a fascinating place, and all kinds of things that are happening, people, places, things. We spend a lot of time talking about people, celebrities, etc., etc., and there are a lot of things going on, Jay, that people are following. It's amazing how the world has changed, even in the last 20 years, maybe even the last 10 years. As to what it really is that we focus our time on. How much time do we spend talking about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, for example?
Too much.
A lot of time. Okay.
When will it end?
Well, it's not ending yet because there's some more revelations that we're going to talk about from the unsealed documents right after this.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
All right, so Jay, these revelations that have come from the unsealed documents, the reports of things that have gone on between these two, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, who is Whitney Henriquez and how does she play into all of this?
She is Amber Heard's sister, and apparently the whole did she or did she not Amber Heard, meaning that she cut off the tip of Johnny Depp's finger when she threw and shattered a liquor bottle. Right? Yeah. So her sister Whitney, according to a woman named Jennifer Howe, who was working with Whitney, it was her boss at the time, she was grilled over all of this prior, and this was in the sealed documents that didn't make it, the information that didn't make it to trial. When Amber did that allegedly, she called Whitney, and Whitney was with this woman, Jennifer Howe, on the phone and was like, oh no, she did it now, and blah, blah, blah. She's like, I have to call somebody. And she's kind of stating out loud what her sister is telling her on the phone.
She cut off his finger!
Yeah, at least to call somebody, and then comes back and apparently told this Jennifer Howe woman the entire story. So then Jennifer Howe was grilled prior, but then these ended up being in the sealed documents that have now been unsealed.
So there are a lot of different claims back and forth, but why wasn't this a part of the trial? Why is this just being unsealed? People don't understand why this is coming. It doesn't do anybody any good for this stuff to come out now.
Because it's too much like hearsay, he said, she said, where it was somebody who knew the sister, who knew the situation, so it's like almost too far removed.
Okay. Well, anyway, for those of you who are fascinated with that stuff, good luck. Mandy Moore is going to have an unmedicated birth because she has a rare blood disorder. Mandy Moore is a famous singer, right?
Singer, actress. She was very well known for her recent role as Rebecca Pearson on This Is Us. She has chronically low platelets, which is part of an autoimmune disease, and she gave birth to her first child without the epidural or anything, so she knew that she would have to do it again because there's just too high a risk of bleeding out and spinal fluid and all of that stuff. So she was saying that she knows that she will have to do this again.
Wow. That kind of stuff is just scary because you don't know what to do. Well, you know what to do in the circumstances, but you don't know, you know, under the circumstances.
The doctors know what they're doing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Angelina Jolie's daughter, Zahara, is going to Spelman College. Why do we care about this? I ask pointedly. So my daughter's going Spelman College, something special? She's going to be a
People
Spelman
like
girl?
And it's the whole celebrities are just like us. They drop their kids off at college. They are proud of their children.
Mm-hmm. So
you crap all over that one, Doug.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's so, okay, this is just to prove that she's just like us. I don't know that I'm buying that too much. But, yeah, and then I guess the takeaway for me is the kids are going to college already. Hello, it's only the first week of August. Right? That's more than anything else, the takeaway from that one. Okay. Well, Angelina Jolie, have a nice time with your daughter. It's 59 after this, the Doug Steffen Good Day program for our Tuesday.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.